When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Radio for a really great future.
We're talking real money.
Welcome to Talking Real Money, and it's a pleasure to chat with you this Saturday about all of those money, financial, etc. issues that, you know, they pop up from time to time. You kind of try to forget about them because you don't want to make your life all about the money, but they're there. And sometimes you need a little help with them, and that's why we're here 2 hours each and every Saturday, and we have a daily podcast, and we can take your calls anytime and give you an answer. So, but this is the live show, and the number is 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. I'm Tom Koch. I have been the co-host of this show with Don McDonald for many years. Of course, I had a television show here in Seattle called Serious Money. Had to be 1,000 years ago on PBS, and so maybe you saw me there. Yeah, I still look about the same, I hope. Don's got the weekend off, well deserved. He's at a family event in Minnesota. He just actually sent me a picture. I don't know if it was him, but there was curling involved. You know, the type on the ice. So he will not be here today. He'll be back with a daily podcast next week. So please give me a call. I'm glad to talk about anything financially related. Last week, we spent some time on advisors, finding good advice. Is your advisor giving you advice that's always in your best interest? Most are not 100% of the time. They hold themselves out as that because it's a great marketing pitch to say, I'm a fiduciary, but they're not. And where do most people get their financial advice? I find this fascinating because tomorrow's Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to all of you out there. And I will say that being a father and grandfather brings me the most joy in my life, unquestionably. But 23%, brand new survey out, 23% of you said fathers, well, they're the first stop for financial advice. And half of you consider your father to be their financial role model. And 56% say their dads helped them develop good money habits growing up. Now, I'd have to say that's true in my life, too. My father was definitely what you call a 20th century self-made man. His dad worked for the railroad. My dad used to tell the stories about how in the Great Depression, a lot of my grandfather's co-workers lost their jobs. They would come over in the 1930s to get food, to get a meal, to get help. And I think all of that really worked my father to the point where he said, I'm going to do something that's going to make sure that I'm always have a job. So he went through, he was in World War II, he became a physician and a very employable guy and had a lot of great jobs and actually, interestingly enough, went back in the military at age 50. Almost nobody did that and ran a couple of military hospitals. But my dad's money habits were pretty good because the people, those of you still alive who lived through the Great Depression, those of you who heard it from your parents, that was a really, really, really tough time and very scary. I mean, the social net of the help you got from the government was certainly less then than it is today. So you were really on your own and you had to go rely on friends and family and others to take care of yourself. My dad saw all that. And that's something that I don't think he ever really got rid of. So he was definitely a guy who lived within his means, which is, I think, the biggest lesson for anybody. Anybody. I mean, that is the starting point because we can talk about investing. We can talk about mutual funds and stocks and bonds and all the rest of it. But at the end of the day, if you're not setting something aside for rainy days, if you're not setting something aside for retirement, you're really making a mistake. And that's true of anybody at any age, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, even younger. as we've talked about on the show, you can set up Roth IRA for a young person that has earned income. So my father definitely did that. He definitely was a guy who was cheap in a lot of ways. I can remember him driving the Datsun B210, for those of you who can remember that, and the Chevrolet Vega. It was just a horrible car, but my dad loved the fact that he could go write a check and get a car for, I think he bought a Vega for like $3,000 or something. That was just awful, but it worked. I mean, it ran and got him to where he needed to go. It wasn't about how it looked. And even though he was a doctor, he didn't need to have a fancy car. So he made those decisions, but he was not a saver per se. He was not a guy that set money aside. He actually, his finances worked out well because he bought a house in a place called Medina in the late 1960s for a very reasonable price and then sold it a little less than 20 years later for a whole lot more, as a lot of people who started to get assets wanted to live in Medina. So that was that. And then the other decision, as I said, was this going back into the military. So he had the pension to rely on in his retirement. So he made some really great decisions. So happy Father's Day, Dad. Happy Father's Day to all of you out there who are fathers as well. But that's one thing we can talk about. We got a lot of others. Got a special guest coming up, too. And your questions and calls, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you know what your investment risk tolerance is? Take our free no-obligation risk quiz at TalkingRealMoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Welcome back to Talking Real Money. Our telephone number, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. I forgot to mention that if you call and ask a question, we send you a book because we want you to get educated. And just a little shameless plug here, next Saturday is the first time we've done the Real Retirement Roadmap class. Many of you ask us about like long-term care, what do I do about that? What do I do kind of lifestyle-wise in retirement? So we added those topics to our regular class where we talk about sort of building a retirement portfolio, creating income, Social Security. We're doing it all next Saturday morning, myself and Barb Devereaux. That is Saturday, June 22nd. Still a few tickets left. That's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and I think the tickets are $10 right now. If you wait till next Saturday, they are $15. That's at the Residence Inn by Marriott. That's right there in Bellevue, and you can go to TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com, to join us next Saturday. It's going to be a terrific class. Now, we have a special guest, very kind of him, to cross the bridge today, brave the traffic of downtown Seattle on the weekend. Como's consumer man, Herb Weisbaum. He's been helping people around here. I don't know if I believe this number, but he says it's 40 years because he doesn't look old enough for that. You hear his consumer tips every day right here on Como. Herb also writes a weekly column for NBCNews.com. And we're going to be talking about some of those stories. And you can call and ask Herb difficult questions about his childhood and all that kind of stuff, right?
Great father, great mother, great great grandfather who was very big in investing, retired at 50.
I think you told me that story.
He retired at 50.
That's remarkable. Story. So you write stuff regularly for NBC, but the one that got my attention, because I hooked up and used this a couple of times against somewhat of my better judgment, was a thing called Venmo, which is a way to send people money easily. The part that I hated about it was everybody could see who's sending who. I thought that was kind of weird for one thing.
Well,
right?
There's a couple of things. First of all, Venmo is one of a group of things called peer-to-peer apps, P2P, that let you take money out of your checking account and instantaneously give it to somebody. Venmo decided it wanted to be a social media platform as well as the money transfer platform. Most of them don't do it. And so that other people could see the transactions, which quite honestly is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard of in my life.
I find it very weird.
And there are, I mean, why do you want other people to know what you're, so there are cases where you break up with your girlfriend and then your girlfriend sees that you're now living with somebody else because you're transferring money at the end of the month. I mean, seriously, I wrote about that as a whole separate story.
Wow.
So, but you can turn that off. So my advice is turn that off.
Yeah. Now if I could just figure out how to do that, that'll be a whole other week.
So,
but anyway,
yeah. You're okay, guy who still writes checks. Okay.
So
that,
exactly.
But the story I wrote was that the bad guys, these are soap growing growing so much in popularity now, that and people are getting so comfortable with them, that the bad guys are now using peer-to-peer apps as ways to get paid for their common scam. So it used to be, give me your credit card number, your debit card number, or wire me the money, and they still are using, or buy gift cards, and they're still doing all of those things, but they're now using these P2P apps to get you to send the money. So, for instance, I talked to a woman who was going to buy a bulldog for her husband for his birthday. Saw a website, it looked every bit legitimate. You know, anybody can make a legitimate looking website
these days
with the tools that you have. Found this boxer puppy she wanted to get. It was Zelmi, $500 for the deposit.
Which, and by the way, a lot of banks have. You go to your bank account, they have...
Correct. Yeah. Let me get that one just one second.
Right.
So she did that, and then long story short, there was no puppy. Things didn't work out. The money is gone. It's instantaneously gone, and there was no way to get the money back, and she realizes she's never going to see it again. The banks are using this as a market. They're marketing it. The banks do not stand behind it. The banks, are, that's what gets people confused. That's just a platform that they're putting, making available to their customers.
Yep.
It's a third-party company that's running the app. You're dealing with them if there's a problem, and they're going to tell you, Mr. Cock, did you give that person, did you Zelle them or Venmo them or Apple Pay them or whatever? Did you do that? They didn't like steal it from you. You deliberately gave it to them to buy the concert tickets. Is that right, Mr. Cock?
Yep.
Yes. Well, guess what? You gave it to them. That's not fraud. You're out of luck.
Yeah.
You're not going to get the money back. So people are now buying concert tickets with these, sporting events tickets. They're going to the, using the, you know, the online classified ads, and they're trying to buy stuff on Craigslist and that kind of stuff. The bottom line is all the platforms say this, all the consumer experts say this. These are ways to transfer money to someone you know and someone you trust. You're at lunch. You're millennial. The whole gang is there. I'll pay my share.
Right,
you got a roommate. Here's my share of the rent. You,
okay.
Somebody, mom's wants to send you money when you're in college. Someone you know or trust. They are not the way to buy things. You do not buy things with these peer-to-peer platforms. You transfer money to somebody you know and trust. They do not have the same protections as credit cards. They do not have the same fraud protections as debit cards or even writing a check. They're a whole new animal. They're fine for what they're designed for, but as one of the cybersecurity expert at the American Bankers Association said to me, imagine that it's cash. Would you give this person a $100 bill? If you would not give them a $100 bill, don't P2P, don't Zelle or Venmo or Apple Pay them $100. It's a just keep that picture in your mind and you'll be okay.
855-935-8255 is our number here on Talking Real Money. We're talking with Como's consumer man, Herb Weisbaum. You also read his stuff, of course, at NBCNews.com. Is this has this become a bigger way people have been defrauded, all these
apps? I did this story because AARP Fraud Watch Network and Fraud.org are seeing a dramatic increase in the scams using this. It's the buy stuff online. It's the tickets, the concert tickets, the puppies, a lot of puppies. People buy a lot of puppies online.
I'm going to tell my family right now, do not buy me a puppy for tomorrow.
Well,
I'm good.
With my world and animals and sanctuary and shelters, there's plenty of good animals. You don't have to buy anything.
Yeah,
and all the stories we're going to talk about while I'm with you today, they're all on my website, because in this digital world, it's hard to find things after 24 hours. Just go to consumerman.com. Everything you want to know is there. A lot of links to more information. And when you go on, it'll ask you, do you want to sign up for my newsletter? It's a free newsletter. I don't make a dime off it. I actually lose money every week. And there's no advertising. I don't share or sell the list or rent it or anything. It's just my way of saying, here's what I did this week on Como and what I did for NBC. And it makes it real easy for you to know what's going on in the community, consumer world. So consumerman.com.
I know we're going to talk about some other robocalls and rewards cards, but what are some of the other scams that have been kind of at the fore here lately?
The big one, believe it or not, is the Social Security scam. Things, the IRS one has quieted down. The Social Security one is going hot now. Hi, this is Social Security calling. Your card has been compromised in some way. We got to get you a new card. Let's just verify who you are and give us your Social Security number. You never have to give personal information out to somebody who supposedly has it. Social Security, the IRS, your bank, your credit card company, they already have it. They're never going to call you. And the government doesn't communicate with you by phone call. If someone calls up and says, I'm Medicare, I'm Social Security, I'm the IRS, hang up the phone. They send you letters, snail mail, old-fashioned way. That's how they communicate with you. They don't pick up the phone and call you. Anybody, and by the way, tech scams too, they're huge. Hi, it's Microsoft. Hi, it's Apple. We discovered a virus on your software. They don't call you. If you're lucky to get through and you call tech support, they do not call you. So that's just hang up the phone and don't worry about it. You know it's a scam just from the start.
And another thing we recommend to most people is to have set up your online login at Social Security 2, which is ssa.gov. That should prevent fraud from somebody else filing a starting to take your benefit instead of you, because if you don't do that, then they could.
Yep.
We'll continue with Herb Weisbaum. Your questions, your calls, 855-935-TALK. That's 855-935-8255 on Talking Real Money.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Just about everything you need to know about money can be found at our website, talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Here every week to help you do better with your money, answer those financial questions, and just try to help you feel better about all those financial things that you face every doggone day. So give us a call, 855-935-8255. Special guest today. If you have a consumer question for a guy who's been talking about this stuff for 40 years, really?
Yeah. I came here in 81. Right. I did it a couple of years before I got here.
Wow. 40 years. Long time. Is Herb Weisbaum. He's the guy in the microphone over there. He's on Como. You hear his tips all the time here. And, of course, his weekly column at NBCNews.com. He was talking about the peer-to-peer application scams a minute ago. And the other one that drives me, they try to get so tricky now. So you used to be able to tell kind of the robocalls on your cell phone because they were 800 number or some other area code. Now 206 pops up, and I think, well, maybe this is a client who needs something, because time to time I do give clients my direct dial number, and inevitably it's not. It's robocall. What do I do, Herb? Come on.
Well, that's called neighborhood spoofing, and that's the number one thing that's taken off. Sometimes they get the prefix too, so they'll do 206 and then the first three digits, or 425 and the first three digits. They figured out, which is true, that people will tend to answer a phone call if it looks like it's local, because maybe it's a friend or a doctor or someone who they need to talk to. So that's how they're trying to get people to answer the phones. Well, after the news, we'll talk a lot more about robocalls. But these guys, they do what's called social engineering. They know how to push our buttons. They know what makes us do things and answer the phone, because we did all figure out that when it says 800 or 888 or non-listed or whatever, we're not going to pick up the phone. The only way they can do their scam is to get us to pick up the phone.
Yep.
So they're coming out with these clever ways, and they use software called spoofing. Spoofing software is either free, or you can download an app like for a couple of dollars. I watched a demonstration. Literally in 30 seconds, I can dial you from your office, Tom, call somebody out and make it look like I'm calling from Social Security or the IRS or from somebody down the street or your credit card company or your bank or whatever. You literally put in the number that your number, the real number, then you put in the number that you want it to look like, and bingo, on caller ID, it shows up. So caller ID is only good anymore for making, if it shows up that it's your sister-in-law, you don't want to talk to her, or it's your brother and you don't want to talk to him. Yeah. That's what it's good for now.
Okay.
Or the kids use it to not talk to mom and dad. But as far as knowing who's on the other end of the line, you can no longer, and it's been for a couple of years now, you can no longer trust caller ID. It may be showing what a criminal wants it to show and not exactly what it is. And I actually saw a demo of criminals behind bars. We'll talk about it after the news, making calls in behind bars and making it look like it was the local sheriff and people were falling for it.
And I mean, the other thing I want to talk to you a little bit about the robocalls is I don't think I'm quite clear on, is there a no call list anymore?
Yes, we could talk about that.
Because that always seems to come up, like, can I get my number off these things?
Right.
The criminal ones, I probably can't stop. But I'm talking about more of the pedestrian, non-criminal versions where I guess you get tired of them. So,
and because we want some robocalls. I want to know when the flight's delayed.
Sure.
I want to know when there's a problem with my bank. I want to know when the doctor's appointment is. So there's got to be a way to figure out, you know, what to do with the good robocalls versus the illegal and annoying robocalls.
And we'll talk more about that, and also sort of the overall where we are legislatively with robocalls, because I think I've lost and all that. I do want to mention before we go to the news here that you are invited to the most comprehensive retirement planning class ever. That's next Saturday, Real Retirement Roadmap, 9 o'clock in the morning in Bellevue. This is a class that I put together with Barb Devereaux, because Barb has a long background in long-term care. So we're going to be talking about sort of building wealth for retirement, living off the money you've saved in your 401ks, IRAs, all that kind of thing. taking Social Security, long-term care, and then putting together a lifestyle that still engages you. That is next Saturday, June 22nd. Still a few tickets left, and you can purchase one by going to TalkingRealMoney.com. Yes, we charge. It's a worthwhile class, so we're going to charge you a couple bucks to join us. TalkingRealMoney.com. We'll see you next Saturday, and we'll be right back with more with Herb Weisbaum in a few minutes.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
It may not be the sexiest website in the world, but it's your one-stop shop for real money information, TalkingRealMoney.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Thanks for joining Talking Real Money here every Saturday live from noon to 2 Pacific. I think that's something like, 3 to 5 East Coast, because we do get people listening to us back there in many ways. And the show really is about you. We've talked about a bunch of topics already, but we're here to answer your questions. Money related, it's going to be consumer related, because our friend Herb Weisbaum, the Comos Consumer Man, is here. And it's as easy as a telephone call, 855-935-TALK. That's 855-935-8255. And just for calling, we give you a free book. We got a lot of different books on investing, on retirement, all kinds of stuff. They're easy to read. They're here to help. And so give us a ring. We want to answer your questions. Herb, you're kind enough to be, you know, Herb, Father's Day is tomorrow. You're kind of the father of consumer reporting in a lot of ways, right? I mean, there weren't, no, but to be honest, I think I said this at a retire meet a few years ago. Before you started doing all this, and a lot of people have done this in a broadcast sense the way you have, especially for the period of time you have.
Well, there's others around. Connie Thompson here.
That's true. She, Connie, yeah, okay.
I won't give her age, but she
she's been around for a while, too.
I think
too.
A year That's before true. I did. But yes, consumer reporting, the glory days have sort of fallen a little bit because
How come?
People are into other things right now, a lot of politics, a lot of tech, a lot of other kind of stuff. But somebody's got to look out for you, and that's what I continue doing. So.
And you do that on your website that you mentioned earlier?
Consumerman.com.
Which is terrific.
And here at Como every day I'm on the radio.
I know, and because I hear it all the time. And then, of course, at NBCNews.com, we talked a little bit about how to protect yourself if you're going to use some of the peer-to-peer money apps. Don't send money to anybody you don't know. We're touching on robocalls. I mean, this is an irritation, I think, for anybody who has a telephone, frankly. And I don't know that I understand where we are in terms of the law and robocalls in the great state of Washington.
Okay. Well, let me explain the problem first. By the way, if anybody's listening and would like to ask me a question, a consumer question, you've been dying, I got this letter, I got this call, I got this text, I'd like to know what to do. Like, now's the time to do it, from now until a little after the top of the hour, because I'd be happy to answer it for you. Because you read my story, but for the audience, you know how many robocalls the average American gets each year now?
I can't remember from the story.
No, it's 150 robocalls a year, and some people get a whole lot
more. Every other day, I get more than that,
And so right now, between the beginning of the year and April, Americans receive more than 20 billion robocalls, and they estimate that 50% now, half, are scam-related. That's why it's a big
problem. Half where people are actually trying to steal from you.
Steal from you your money, your personal information, your identity, something like that. So you asked before we went to the break about the Do Not Call registry. Yes, it is important to have both your cell phone and your landline phone on the Do Not Call registry. It's because that is being widely used by the good guys. So, you know, telemarketers are allowed to telemarket unless you tell them you don't want to be telemarketed to. So the way to tell them you don't want to be telemarketed to is to be on the Do Not Call list. It's on the FTC's website, FTC.gov, and just go to the Do Not Call registry and sign up. The problem is, and why everybody's frustrated, is that the scammers, the bad guys, are criminals. They don't care about the Do Not Call list.
Sure.
They may not even be in this country. They can make the calls so darn cheap and so darn quickly and so darn easily that they're willing to take whatever potential risk there might be, and there's basically none. I've been covering this story, people really getting crazy about this, for about 5 years now. And the lack of action, there's been congressional hearings, the FCC keeps saying
Federal Communications
Commission going to do things about it. They just passed a regulation last week. Everybody's big headlines. You know what it said? It said the telephone companies are allowed to block the calls that come to you automatically. You know, like your email, the spam is automatic. They have automatic filters on there.
Yep.
And the FCC already told them a year or more ago that if you want to block the calls and somebody asks you, there's no problem. See, the phone companies have been fighting this technology, the landline phone companies especially. And they say, well, we have to deliver every call. We're required by law to make every call go through. That's what the communications law said.
Sure.
So the FCC said, no, you can block scam calls if somebody asks you to do it. Then they set up some apps, some things, not really good. And then they would, oh, we'll charge you a premium service to do this. Wrong. So what the FCC said in this last ruling was you can do it proactively. You can screen out a call you know cannot possibly be legit. It's coming from a bogus number. It's spoofing its number, something like that. You can didn't make them do it. It said you can do it.
Oh.
And it didn't say you can't charge for it. Consumer groups are very upset. You should be doing this, and you should be doing it for free, and you should have been doing it 2 years ago, guys, because that's why so many people have dropped their landlines.
And what happens if a company
gets... Their apps for wireless, but there aren't basically a lot of services for landlines.
No.
And they should be smart enough to realize it. But they don't care because they're moving to internet telephone service, and they don't care about the copper landlines
anymore. When we come back, I want to know, so what happens to companies that, if you're on the do-not-call list, and they do it anyway?
Okay.
Yeah, curious about that. Your questions and calls for Herb or for me, anything, money, financial, consumer-related, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255, as we continue here on Talking Real Money.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I believe in helping everybody become a better investor. That's why we offer lots of free knowledge at TalkingRealMoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Welcome back to Talking Real Money. Tom Koch here, special guest Herb Weisbaum, Don McDonald with the day off. Told me he was going to a wedding, but then he sent me a picture of curling. And I mean, I knew the wedding was in Minnesota, or maybe they do weddings with curling.
Curling,
I don't know.
Curling or curling pumping iron?
The curling.
No.
This is Don. No, he's not pumping iron. No offense, but no, this is like where they have, what are those things called? The stones
brooms.
Or the brooms? Yeah, where anyway. It's I think it's still an Olympic sport or something. I'm not making fun of it. I got a lot of trouble for making fun of the town that Don is moving to, too. By the way, a lot of calls and emails, so not doing that anymore either. He's welcome to move into the woods of Virginia at his own leisure. So again, your questions and calls, 855-935-TALK. Let's go to the phones. Tim joins us here on Talking Real Money. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. How can we help you?
Hey, this question is for Herb.
Okay.
Herb, a couple of years ago, I was in Florida, a couple of years or so, and I noticed I rented a car there, and they gave you an option if you wanted to like rent a cell phone. They also had an option where you could rent a satellite phone. And I was wondering about satellite phones. Do you know anything about the major phone companies possibly rolling out the uses of more satellite phones? And if so, how can you go about purchasing one?
Satellite phones are, most people don't need a satellite phone, and especially with 5G coming in the next year or two, we're all going to be just fine. Satellite phones were, we used to use them sometimes when I was at the network because you had to get out of some place no matter what, if there was a cell tower or not. It's much higher cost of transmission.
A satellite phone, you actually
go
you're
up
actually
to the satellite.
Sending, yeah, right.
Right, and you have to be able to see the satellite. So if you're in some place where you can't see the satellite, that's not going to work either. I don't know why I wasn't aware that rental car companies were renting satellite phones. But you're
more dependable in some ways, it sounds like.
In certain situations, if there's not. But I say again, as if you're in unless you're in the back country, really back, like or in a foreign country in the jungle where there's no cell communication whatsoever, you're going to just be fine with a cell phone. And as I said, in the next year or so, when they roll out the 5G, it's going to be lightning fast and much better. And so hang tight. You're going to be okay.
All right, thanks for the information.
Okay, take care, Tim.
Yeah, I've only really heard of the satellite phone when you're in the military. I think I heard a Navy SEAL guy talking about calling his wife from way back in the middle of nowhere and call, you know. Like,
exactly.
Hey, what are you doing today? You don't want to know that. What we're doing today is trying to help you be a better consumer, and Herb's been doing that for 40 years, as you know, as Comos Consumer Man, his website, consumerman.com, as well. And we were talking about robocalls and the things you really can do to protect yourself. What can a person do to make their life better with all of this?
I mean, the bottom line is you can't make them stop, so you have to find effective ways to deal with them. That's where we are right now until we get some progress from the phone companies. All the major companies, the wireless and the landline phones, all provide some kind of service that will either alert you to a suspected robocall or block them. So check with your carrier what they possibly have to do that. There are also third-party apps widely available for your mobile device, and they're free in many cases. They're not perfect, but they are the best tool we have right now. Just to give you a few names, and these are all listed with my story, and I have links to them in the article. But a few of the popular ones are Hiya, Umail, RoboKiller, Truecaller, and Nomo Robo. Now, I know the guy who runs Nomo Robo. He actually won the Federal Trade Commission's...
Nomo Robo.
N-O-M-O-R-O-B-O.
I love the name.
He won the Federal Trade Commission's Nomo Robo contest.
Wow.
He won $25,000 for his solution. This was probably now 10 more years ago. His service started out to work on VoIP telephones. That's telephones that go over your cable.
Yeah.
So that's like Comcast phones or Vantage.
It's a very small part of the market.
But that's where the phone companies are going. They're going to VoIP technology because they don't want to have the expensive copper lines anymore. Nomo Robo for that kind of phone, the VoIP phone, your phone that's over your cable company, is free. And I've had it since the day I met him, and it blocks every one. You hear a ring, and then...
My calls get through to you?
No, you're a robocall.
I kind of figured I was that's
actually a special spam filter I have built in. You can
click.
Actually, folks, you can actually block certain numbers, whatever your phone service is. Tom would be one and two on the list. But anyway, that blocks them on your VoIP phone, but they now have it for the cell phone as well. That's $1.99 a month. So there are free ones, but there are paid ones. And then the bottom line is all the fraud experts say, because again, 50% of the robocalls are now scam related. If you don't know the number on caller ID or you're not sure, let it go to voicemail and then listen, make it protocol to listen to your voicemail, because it could be the doctor calling saying your appointment tomorrow got canceled, or it could be your bank saying there's a fraud situation, or it could be the airline saying your flight has been canceled or delayed. Make sure you every day listen to those things. If it's one that appears to be a scam, we're the IRS, we're going to arrest you, the Social Security, your card has been shut down, it's a tech company, don't return the call. You do not want to interact with a robocaller in any way, shape, or form, because if you do, that tells their computers it's a live body, it's a working telephone number. You will get more robocalls.
I've called them back before
So if you want to get more calls, call them, or if they call you and you pick up and it says push 2 to be on our do not call list, they're scammers. They do not have a do not call list. By pushing the button, it once again...
You're making this worse.
Once again, tells their computers, this is a live human being, make sure we call them very often. You ask one question before the commercial.
I can't
you
remember.
Forget. I know. That's why I'm here. I write them down. You ask me about fines.
Guy.
There have been...
Yes.
So legitimate companies that make robocalls, some of them do, that violate the law, have been fined significant millions and millions of dollars by the FCC and the FTC. Of the con artists who got fined, the problem is that we see these huge numbers, and that's what they always brag about. We find, you know, $1-2 billion, whatever the number is, and somebody did a study, well, one of the big papers, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and they wound up getting like $8,000 or something of all of those gazillions of dollars of fines.
Sure.
So the finding our way is not the way to stop the bad guys. Finding is for the good guys who learn a lesson, like DirecTV got fined once and some other companies. Don't be making calls when people told you not to call them. The bad guys, we've got to block with technology. We've got to use the technology they're using against us, using against them. One guy from the...
Is that coming?
It's coming.
Okay.
And that's what we're... Well, if we keep pressuring them, consumer groups and the FCC would stop saying you can do this and say you must do this, or if Congress would get off the dime, they've held years worth of hearings and say you must do this, which the Republican Congress has refused to do. Congress people get robocalls too, you know.
I'm sure they do.
Then we'll be in a better place. But right now, it's a royal pain, and we've got to use technology to stop these guys from doing it.
There was a member of Congress a few years ago got caught up in the Nigerian scam.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I've been doing this so long that I actually have the original Nigerian letters, which are letters with stamps on them.
Really?
From the Prince of Nigeria, the King of Nigeria. Yeah, that's how long it went from letters to faxes to
this
emails.
This is the one where
the pot of gold has been, and when he's telling America to take the money, and what they do is wind up stealing all of your money.
They just need your bank account to wire it in.
Correct.
They get to pay the tax.
I have the letters with the Nigerian stamps on. That's how long Herb's been doing this.
Wow, that's crazy. are you going to be able to hang around for a few minutes after the top of the hour?
Oh, Tom has the best pens. Vestry has the best pens and the best coffee cups.
So if you go to one of these seminars,
trust me, get a pen and just put one of the coffee cups in your purse, and you'll be just great.
Because
my wife who's listening loves your coffee cups.
All right, well, we'll see.
Not
so much. But
no,
they're
good guys.
But the pens and the coffee mugs. 855-935-TALK is our number. And speaking of classes, I do want to mention before we get to the top of the hour that we do have another one next Saturday. This will be the last one for most of the summer, by the way, too. And it's probably our most comprehensive look because it's going to include long-term care. We don't sell it. We don't recommend it, but we try to give you some ideas on the best ways to use it. Lifestyle concerns around retirement, building retirement income, Social Security. 2 hours next Saturday, June 22nd. At 9 o'clock in the morning in Bellevue, and you can register right now at TalkingRealMoney.com. That is TalkingRealMoney.com.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Download the advisor interview form and find out if your advisor is a fiduciary at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
One way you can protect yourself is to get educated. Join us for Real Retirement Roadmap next Saturday in Bellevue. That's a great class, 2 hours. All the stuff you need to know about retirement, you can register right now. TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?